Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. Check it out on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. While I'm urging you to do that, I also urge you to check out BarnesReview.com, good bi-monthly magazine of history and nationalist thought. If you're not tuned in to the history that led us to where we are today, the history that led up to 9-1-1, the history that led us to our involvement in needless wars abroad, you should be reading the Barnes Review. Well, it is Wednesday, the 14th of May, and I want to thank Mark Glenn and Hashem Talawi for filling in for me on Monday night. I was not feeling well, and I called Mark a little bit before the show and said, Mark, save me. Well, last night, I was going to have Mark sit in for me. I wasn't sick. I'll tell you about where I was in a moment. But last night, Mark couldn't make it because he had a crisis on the ranch. And he saved the life of one of his little baby rams. So let's say a nice thank you to Mark Glenn for doing a good deed. Mark does a lot of good deeds, like sitting in for me. Well, last night, folks, I had a visit here in Washington, D.C. from none other than my friend, my longtime friend who I've talked about a lot on this show, the Big Shot Lawyer. I wish I could tell you folks that he's changed his mind, that I've somehow changed his mind. But no, he's still supporting the war. He's still supporting George W. Bush. He thinks John McCain is just absolutely splendid. But you know what, folks? Over dinner last night, he made an admission. He said this, folks. He said, you know, he said, your underlying thesis, referring to me, he said, your underlying thesis that Israel is at the center of a lot of the problems that we face in the world today, the fact that the world has turned against the United States, he said, your underlying thesis is inarguable. So, folks, I think we're cracking through his skull. I think we may be getting through. And here's some more good news, folks. A couple weeks ago, his mother, and he comes from a very fine family on both sides of the family. I know a lot of the members of his family, good people, professional people. He got his mother to sit down and listen to one of my broadcasts right here on RBN. And she said, now I'm not patting myself on the back, but she said, oh, he's very professional. And she reacted very favorably to RBN in general, the presentation, folks. The point is this. And I'm not tooting my own horn, I'm tooting RBN's horn here, folks. The fact is that you can get people who've never listened to RBN to tune in, and they see that this is a very professional network. It's a very well-organized network, and that there are people on this network who don't sound like screamers, who don't sound like radical fanatics. Some of the things we say may sound radical by their content, but the presentation, folks, doesn't scare nice people. And I want to tell you, my friend, the Big Shot Lawyer, and his wife and children, and his mother and his late father, and a lot of their relatives that I know, they are nice people. They're nice professional people. So, folks, don't ever be afraid to get your friends to tune into the Republic Broadcasting Network here at republicbroadcasting.org. And believe me, that was a big admission for the Big Shot Lawyer to make. So, folks, I think maybe we are breaking through the sound barrier. Maybe we are cracking some eggs, cracking some heads open, making people realize that what they see and hear in the establishment media in this country ain't necessarily so. Well, we are going to the first break here, folks. When we come back, a few items to go through here in the news. And then eventually, I'm sure we'll get around to taking some phone calls. So stay tuned and listen to the commercials from these good sponsors that help make this network possible. Stay tuned, folks.
Do you- you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
There's that song, ladies and gentlemen, Don't Fear the Reaper. Well, I do fear the Reaper because the Reaper looms above our world today precisely because of people like John McCain and George W. Bush and Hillary Clinton and I guess Barack Obama, too. We'll talk more about Barack Obama in a moment or so. I must tell you, folks, that the big shot lawyer has heard your voices. He happened to tune in one night, just by coincidence, one night when I just happened to mention him, and two or three callers later chimed in and made reference to the big shot lawyer, including Jim from Texas. So you are being heard, ladies and gentlemen. Your voices are being heard by people that need to hear what you have to say. Let's just hope that this audience here at RBN continues to grow, not just this program, but all the programs on this network. Well, the Ron Paul revolution is far from dead. American Free Press this week, the issue dated May 19th, has a very interesting number of articles about how the Republican Party is trying to fix things for John McCain. They canceled the Republican convention in Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. You probably heard about this, but believe me, a lot of people haven't, people that need to know about the Republican Party. Excuse me, canceled their state convention in Nevada because it looked like Ron Paul was going to win. That's how dirty and rotten the Republican Party is, ladies and gentlemen, but I know there's a lot of people out there, I'm sorry to say this, there's a lot of people out there who, when given a choice between John McCain, a choice between John McCain and Hillary, or Barack Obama, are going to go for John McCain because they're going to say, well, we can't let those liberal Democrats take over the country. After all, those liberal Democrats, they might get us in a war. They might get us into a police state. They might stack the Supreme Court with judges that do things that we don't like. That almost sounds like the Republican Party to me, folks. Yeah, don't buy this two-party monopoly that's controlled behind the scenes by the two, by the same corrupt group. Don't buy this routine, ladies and gentlemen. I bought it for years. I believe there was a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. This week in American Free Press, we also have a very interesting article from Reverend Ted Pike at truthtellers.org. Very interesting article about these measures. Police state measures, ladies and gentlemen, the thought police in the State Department. They say that the Bible is hate. That's the State Department's Office of Global Anti-Semitism. Yeah, we have an Office of Global Anti-Semitism in the State Department, ladies and gentlemen. We have an interesting article by Mark Anderson about Betty Hall, an 87-year-old lady who's a New Hampshire state representative. She introduced a resolution urging Congress to take impeachment action against George Bush and Vice President Cheney. I suppose they're going to say this 87-year-old lady is anti-American, is un-American. They'll probably call her anti-Semitic because, you know, if you criticize U.S. foreign policy, they say you're anti-Semitic. Well, this Betty Hall, she has a website on the Internet at hallforimpeachment.com. That's her last name, H-A-L-L, the number 4, and then the word impeachment.com. Hallforimpeachment.com. Lots of good stuff in American Free Press this week. We have an ad for the two new books, Perfidy, The Government Cabal That Knowingly Abandoned Our Prisoners of War and Left Them to Die, and Hillary and Bill, The Drugs Volume. Two good books available exclusively from American Free Press. There's some interesting information about the death of Deborah Palfrey, the so-called D.C. Madam. Some very interesting information there, ladies and gentlemen. The big question is, did she really commit suicide or was she murdered? And, of course, we have a very interesting article, as always, by Mark Glenn about the Ben Ami Kadish spy case and how it relates to Jonathan Pollard. It goes on and on, folks. A lot of interesting things in American Free Press this week. That's the print issue, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we do have some hope in the general election, those who at least want to cast a vote for something or somebody that counts. Former Representative Bob Barr, Republican of Georgia, far from perfect, of course. He is apparently going to make a bid for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination. That is a bid for the nomination. That doesn't mean he will be the nominee, but he is running for the nomination. And if he's on the ballot in November as the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, at least there will be someone that you can vote for, a serious alternative to the corrupt, and I emphasize, corrupt major parties. Funny article in the Sunday Washington Post about the Monday Washington Post. Spread of nuclear capability is feared. They go on and on about nuclear energy development in nations across the globe. It says, the developing world is witnessing an unprecedented surge in interest in nuclear power, etc., etc. Now, of course, this lends fear to those who believe that because a nation is seeking nuclear power, that that means they're also seeking or potentially seeking nuclear weapons. Well, they have a map that says selected countries on the nuclear track. And, of course, it focuses on the Middle East, and we see Morocco, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Turkey, and Iran. Isn't it funny, though, ladies and gentlemen, that the one country in the Middle East that does have nuclear weapons, which has had nuclear weapons, which officially denies that it has nuclear weapons, but publicly hints that there are those weapons there, that one little tiny country, that one country that sparked the nuclear arms race in the Middle East, that country, although it appears on the map, along with the other countries, that country's name isn't even mentioned. It's just left blank. They don't even want to remind us that that country is there in the Middle East, although it's on the map. All the neighboring countries are named. I can see Spain, France, Italy, Greece, Tunisia, Algeria, even Iraq and Jordan, but they don't mention that country. Its name begins with an I, and I'm not talking about Indonesia or Iceland or Ireland. I'm talking about that country that I talk about all the time, much to the dismay of so many people. I'm talking about Israel. You know, it's very, very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. You know, these establishment newspaper writers can write these articles, you know, and yet somehow just manage to avoid facing the facts. Now, most sensible, serious people who read this article, people who are well-informed, they know the story. But I tell you what, you know, if you bring it up publicly, they say, oh, you're talking about the Jews. The Jews. And they always put that kind of emphasis on it, ladies and gentlemen, to make fun of the very discussion of the subject. Now, of course, I hasten to add that when we're talking about Israel, we're not necessarily talking about Jews, although it is a fact that the Jews run Israel, that Israel is founded on the principles of the Jewish Talmud, that disgusting book that says things about Jesus Christ that I can't repeat on the air. But so many people find it only appropriate to discuss the Jews in a manner that they find appropriate. For example, the Washington Times editorial on Monday talks about Obama's problems with Jewish voters. Of course, this is to remind people that Barack Obama actually might be considered in less than a favorable fashion by the Jewish money interests in this country, who provide upwards of 80% to 90% of the Democratic Party's campaign funds, and perhaps as much as 60 to 70% of the Republican Party's campaign funds. I may have said that wrong. I was first referring to the Democratic Party. Well, I think we know where the big money is going to go when it comes down to McCain versus Obama. And speaking of which, folks, I still, even after Hillary's victory in West Virginia, I still stand by my long-standing prediction, and I'm probably going to be proven wrong, and I'm not going to be embarrassed if I am, because I don't have any power over the Democratic Party. I don't have any power over the electoral process, but I stand by my prediction that in the end, Hillary Clinton is not going to have enough to get the Democratic nomination, number one. Number two, that Barack Obama, although he may be in the lead, will not be considered the right man for the job by the real power brokers behind the scenes, number two. And number three, that because of this combination of factors, that the Democratic Party, unable to nominate Obama, will turn to Al Gore. I said it again. I'm not afraid to say it again. I may be proven wrong, but I have yet to be proven wrong. We have to wait till the Democratic Convention. We're going to the break, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to call in here, folks. 800-313-9443.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Well, I feel so much better now. According to the Washington Post, that big toad down in Texas, John Hagee, has issued a letter of apology to the president of the Catholic League, William Donahue, saying that he admits that he may have contributed to the mistaken impression that the anti-Jewish violence of the Crusades and the Inquisition defines the modern-day Catholic Church. It most certainly does not. Hagee also said that his previous statements referring to an apostate church and the great whore, pardon my French, he said that this didn't, this didn't apply to the Catholic Church. He promises a greater level of compassion and respect for my Catholic brothers and sisters in Christ. Well, Catholic League President William Donahue says the tone of Hagee's letter is sincere. He wants reconciliation, and he has achieved it. Indeed, the Catholic League welcomes his apology. Whatever problems we had before are now history. This case is closed. Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, that by writing that letter, this William Donahue of the Catholic League pretty much divorced himself from a lot of Catholics and a lot of other people who do consider this John Hagee a really big, horrible toad. And you know what? I shouldn't call John Hagee a toad. I once had a pet frog. Once had a pet toad, too. John Hagee, though, he's a parasite. Very interesting, this article of him in the Washington Post. This picture of Hagee along with this article, and guess what's in the background, folks? I don't need to tell you. You can guess, because if you've ever seen John Hagee pictured once, you've seen him pictured 100 times with an Israeli flag in the background. So here we have John Hagee apologizing for his attacks on the Catholic Church, saying he didn't really mean those things. But I don't hear him apologizing for some of his heretical remarks that from my understanding, from what I have read from many, many different pastors, theologians, John Hagee has diverted from traditional Christian teachings. And yet, folks, there are so many Christians who revere John Hagee. Well, John Hagee is going to be in hell with Jerry Falwell and George W. Bush and John McCain and lots of other people. So unless you shape up, folks, unless you shape up and realize that these are false prophets, you most assuredly will get to spend eternity with John Hagee and company. Well, very interesting article in the New York Times by Edward N. Luttwak, L-U-T-T-W-A-K. It appeared in the Monday, May 12th edition of the New York Times, talking about Barack Obama, and why, if Obama should win the presidency, it might not improve relations with Muslims. Now, this is the key part of the whole article, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a longtime Zionist theoretician, Edward Luttwak, has to say. He says, as the son of the Muslim father, Senator Obama was born a Muslim under Muslim law as it is universally understood. It makes no difference that, as Senator Obama has written, his father said he renounced his religion. Likewise, under Muslim law, based on the Quran, his mother's Christian background is irrelevant. Of course, as most Americans understand it, Senator Obama is not a Muslim. He chose to become a Christian. His conversion, however, was a crime in Muslim eyes. Well, Mr. Luttwak goes on to say that if Obama becomes president, it might be a security risk for Obama if he travels to Muslim nations, because Muslim extremists might want to kill him because he's an apostate Muslim. But folks, the key words in this story are the fact that this Zionist operative of long standing says in the New York Times in this providentially, shall we say, placed article, he said, as the son of the Muslim father, Senator Obama was born a Muslim under Muslim law, as it is universally understood. And I assure you, folks, that is the line that this parasite John Hagee and all other supporters of John McCain are going to be pounding away at in the upcoming election campaign if Barack Obama is on the Democratic ticket in some fashion. Barack Obama might as well be a Muslim, ladies and gentlemen, because the word is out in the American Jewish community, as even the Time magazine wrote in an article entitled Obama and the Jews, as many, many in the so-called neoconservative network, which influences the Republican Party at all levels, especially in some of these internet chat rooms, such as FreeRepublic.com and some of these other miserable sewers. The word is out, Obama is a Muslim and John McCain is not. John McCain's an American president, the kind that America's been looking for, or whatever the campaign slogan is, folks. I'm not defending Barack Obama, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling it like it is. All right, you're free to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. When we come back, some new data on the McCain gangster connection, and then we'll go to the phones.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with this. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm going to tell you about one of our sponsors here, hempusa.org, and I'm going to give you their telephone number in a moment or so grab your pen and paper. Of course, their website is hempusa.org. Hempusa.org reminds us that there are like 3 million plus edible food plants on the face of the earth, but there's no other single plant that can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. Folks at hempusa.org ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. They want to educate your listeners here at RBN, you the listeners, that edible hemp is not marijuana and it is certified THC-free. The powder is 50% protein. It does not contain gluten. It's a nutrient-dense food that you can store up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed. It's priced affordably. They're a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up there at hempusa.org. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. And this is a superfood that will be a great asset. Try it, store it, change your life. I'm going to give you their number now, folks. It's 908-691-2608. 908-691-2608. Or go to the website at hempusa.org to get further information. Well, Cindy McCain, the Mafia princess who is married to John McCain. I've talked about Cindy McCain. I don't like to call it the Mafia because the people that her family were connected with, they were organized crime figures, but they were not Italian-Americans. They were Jewish-Americans with international connections to Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. I refer to Meyer Lansky. I refer to the Bronfman family of Canada and now the United States. That's where the McCain family got their fortune. That's where Cindy McCain got her big beer distributorship. Just because Anheuser-Busch is an old German-American name, that doesn't mean that they're part of the German-American mafia. Far from it, folks. They got this big beer distributorship through their connections to the Lansky-Bronfman syndicate. I first wrote about this in the Spotlight years ago. Since wrote about it in my book, The New Jerusalem. And later, again, more recently, in American Free Press. And I'm pleased to say that the information is all over the Internet. Although I'm sorry to say, I did a brief check today. Much of my material has been picked up and regurgitated and recirculated, but they've been very careful, many of the people, to not mention my name because, you know, I'm connected with anti-Semitism. And likewise, they have not been so prepared to credit American Free Press or my book, The New Jerusalem. Yes, I'm complaining about it. Forgive me for complaining about it. But at least the information is out there. Well, why is this significant? Because Cindy McCain refuses to release her tax returns. She's sitting on this gigantic fortune, and her husband may well be and probably will be the next president of the United States, and he has benefited from her fortune. It has funded his presidential campaign. His recent presidential campaign has taken advantage of the free use of his wife Cindy's corporate jet. Totally legal, ladies and gentlemen, but the point is, John McCain is influenced by international organized crime. Yes, 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 folks. We need to get the word out that John McCain is, quote-unquote, in with the mafia. If people doubt it, just tell them to put the name John McCain and the name Bronfman in Google. I would suggest, if you want the whole story, tell them to put in my name, Michael Collins Piper, because there you'll get the facts. Those facts about John McCain's organized crime connection demonstrate why he is loyal first and foremost to the state of Israel. So it's very simple, folks. The material is up there to spread the word. All right. We're going to talk more and more about that time and time again on this show, and in hopes that there are new listeners who will find it out for the first time. We got to keep organized crime out of the White House. John McCain, his name is synonymous with organized crime. Okay, well, here's somebody whose name is synonymous with this show. Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mike.
How are you doing?
The next time you have dinner with your big shot lawyer friend, I would merely suggest that you pose one question to him. Suppose you were authorized to argue in front of the Supreme Court an amicus brief on behalf of not freedom of speech, but freedom to hear what other people have to say. How would you write that brief? Because more important than freedom of speech is freedom for me to listen to you or Mark Glenn or Rick Adams or anybody else. That's more important than freedom of speech. Freedom of speech means you're out there talking to some bum on a corner in Washington, D.C. Freedom to hear means I have the right to hear what you have to say, which
well,
is
you
what
know,
they...
See, Jim, here is the problem. He is the big shot lawyer. He is only willing to acknowledge that there may be a problem, but he doesn't want to acknowledge that that problem extends into all facets of our very existence here. And this is where we need to drag him kicking and screaming into the sunlight and make him realize and make all these other people realize that it's not just the issue of U.S. foreign policy where this malign influence is impacting on our society. but at all levels of our society, in all facets of our society.
Mike, it would be more difficult for you to get him kicking and screaming and dragging him than it was several years ago for those three white guys, ex-cons, that drugged the black guy behind the pickup truck. Okay, it's going to be much more difficult.
You know, that's the amazing thing about it. That is absolutely the amazing thing about it. And that's, like I say, I'd like to hope that maybe there's some glimmer of hope on his part.
Mike.
But, you know, I tell you what, Jim, he's only one person out of so many millions. Look at all these millions of people that follow John Hagee and Pat Robertson. I mean, these people, I'm afraid, are absolutely hopeless.
These people have no morals or ethics because they understand deep down, they all understand where their bread is buttered. As long as he plays the game, as long as he goes along with the system, he remains a big shot lawyer. Imagine if tomorrow he came out and wrote a column, and a wonderful column. It would be the most wonderful column ever written, and he gave it to you to print in his name. How long would he be a big shot lawyer?
Not very long.
No, he'd be one of those bums you run across in Washington, D.C. there in Lafayette Park or whatever they call it there, across from the White House, and he'd be one of those bums, and he knows it. So therefore, he has nothing to say to me or anybody else. If you can't say what you think, you're a nobody.
Well, you know, see, that is the problem. You know, this is it. We've reached this situation in this country. I just had a neighbor of mine telling me today about some associate of his who, when he heard about the Mearsheimer and Walt book, was afraid to look at it, literally afraid to look at it. And then a month or so later, he said to my neighbor, he said, well, you know, maybe they do have the capacity, that is the Zionists, so to speak, maybe they do have the capacity to influence the United States, but do they use their influence is the question he asked. So, I mean, there are people who are even afraid to go that far and acknowledge that this influence, this malign influence exists. So again, this person that my neighbor was referring to is someone, a gentleman of real consequence, you know, someone who's very successful and who is now retired. So we even find people in retirement who are afraid to acknowledge it.
Mike,
we've got a tough war ahead of us.
Mike, if you spent your whole life in terrible fear of saying something that might upset the people, the powers that be, that even when you retire, you're no different. You spent your whole life being so afraid of them that you can't break the chains, so to speak.
You know, Jim, right before I came on the program here tonight, I heard this rumbling outside. And, you know, I said, that's probably thunder. But then on the other hand, I said to myself, it may be thunder, but I wish it was the sound of the U.S. military bombarding the U.S. Capitol.
Because, well, your big-shot lawyer friend is not going to be leading the charge, I have to tell you.
No,
he's not going to be in the forefront. He's not even going to be 20 miles in arrears, so to speak.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have hopes that people like him will join the revolution when it happens. I got to move on here, Jim. Thanks for
okay.
your call. I'm going to make sure the big shot lawyer hears this program, this particular
Alrighty.
Program.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Jim. Take care of yourself. All right, let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, come on up.
Yeah, hi. Let me ask you something. Do you have a few minutes? I have something that I heard a caller mention on Mike Savage, and I made a transcript of it. It's not long, but I'll cut to the chase.
Yeah, who mentioned it on Mike Savage?
What now?
Who did you say mentioned it on Mike Savage?
A guy named Bill from Ohio.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Sorry about that. A guy called Bill, named Bill from Ohio, and he mentioned something very strange. He mentioned, here's the part right here. He mentioned about something called the Bromberg Massacre. All right, I'll cut to the chase. It's just right here. There's a caller named Bill. The other thing is Savage. It says, Bill, quote, oh, absolutely not. But the Bromberg Massacre, Mike, yeah, started started World War II in Germany invading Poland, where Polish Jews slaughtered 5,500 Germans, priests, etc. Then Savage talked over him and then said, Savage, so the Jews killed themselves. They were responsible for their own Holocaust. Now, I never heard about this Bromberg massacre. Then also, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. I won't do that. But also, just before that, he mentioned, this is what Bill said, says, what I'm saying is that, he says here, I know that some horrors took place, but the Auschwitz Memorial, it was changed in 91. He meant 1991, Mike, to 1.1 million dead originally from 6 to 4 and now to 1, and then Savage talked over him again.
I wonder why.
Well, yeah, see, I didn't know that either, because when I look in the World Book Encyclopedia, it said, this is an old one, it said, back I think like 1990-something, it said that there was 2.5 million that died at Auschwitz. Now, I didn't know in 1991, maybe you know about this, they changed the amount of people that died or something?
Yes, they
did.
Because
I never heard it in the media at all.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I remember first reading about it in the Washington Times sometime in July of 1991, and I remember that very specifically for the simple reason that the very last conversation with which I had with my own father about an hour and a half before he died was a discussion with him about the fact that I had read in the Washington Times that the plaque at Auschwitz, which had said for years that something like 4 million had died there, had been changed to say that it was, I think, 1.2 million people, and that most of them were Jews. So that is what happened.
And then the World Book Encyclopedia says it's 2.5.
Well, I can tell you that I remember very specifically in my high school history book in junior high that it said that 4 million Jews died at Auschwitz. Now, of course, even if it was only
100,000,
even
bad,
if it was
right,
only yeah, the figures there, obviously, you do your math. I've never been good in math, as I've demonstrated on this program.
Well, I'm pretty good at math,
but right. But you know, you start doing your subtraction there, and you can see that the details are not quite what we've been told. In fact, I'll tell you what, Henry, if you go on Google, and you do a search of my name. Do Michael Collins Piper, and also do Auschwitz, The Final Count, by an author by the name of Vivian Bird, you will find a review that I wrote of that book in which I cite the specific dates of the Washington Times. You will find the specific numbers, and you will see that what we've been told about Auschwitz for years and years ain't necessarily so. In fact, I can tell you that in a recent issue of the Barnes Review, and I do believe it was the issue that we had the article by Professor Ray Goodwin on the Holocaust, I believe, unless I'm mistaken, I believe we reproduced the before and after pictures of the Auschwitz plaque, where the government of Poland and the Auschwitz Museum turned down the numbers, so to speak. Now, see, most Americans, as you say, have never heard about that. The article,
I was never taught that, and they threw it out so many. Now, I'll end it with this.
Go ahead.
When Savage cut him off about so the Jews themselves are responsible for their own Holocaust, and he was talking over him, then Bill, quote, well, the Bromberg bloody massacre, people can research this on the Internet. I just want, and then Savage talked over him again. I wrote this down, but that's the thing also. I was not taught in high school about the Bromberg massacre or that there was some type of, now from what he was saying, I won't go into whole detail, but maybe you could research, check, maybe you may confirm or clarify since you were kind of like an historian slash journalist. What he was saying though is that the Bromberg massacre took place before Hitler invaded Poland, like when he was in power or just before he came into power or right when he came into power. There was, I know from a Polish woman, she said that there were some communists that were running Poland and running two major newspapers there, and they were trying to edge a war going on between Poland and Germany, and they were firing over the border or something?
Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't remember the name Bromberg Massacre when you mentioned it, although I'm certainly going to look it up. But
I don't know how it's spelled, but I mean, that's the way he pronounced it, Bromberg, like B-R-O-M-B-E-R-G, but it may be spelled differently.
But I will say this, that I do remember hearing about some incident such as that, which provoked the German response. So again,
right, that's what I'm saying. In other
exactly.
words, like, even though Hitler may have had a loose screw loose, even though he was a genius, he may have had a couple of loose screws loose, like with Saddam, they were side-drilling the oil through Kuwait into Iraq, and that's what made Saddam go into Kuwait. And I'm wondering, since, you know, Hitler was a strong nationalist, maybe they might have provoked him going into Poland.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to have to look up the Bromberg Massacre. Henry, thanks for that information.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. I just did a quick Google search of the word Bromberg, B-R-O-M-B-E-R-G, and I bring up, I also searched the word massacre separate from Bromberg and found 89,700 references to it. Wikipedia refers to it as a highly controversial massacre, and they refer to an alleged war crime, not by the Germans, though, ladies and gentlemen. I do believe there's a story here, very interesting story. I wouldn't count on Wikipedia to tell you the details, however. Have to check into this, folks. All right. Well, we have a couple minutes left here. We'll be able to squeeze in one more caller. We've got Rick calling from Ohio. Rick, come on up. You got a minute or two.
Hey, Michael, you mentioned new listeners. I think it's a good thing to remind the new listeners that this terror state in the Middle East called Israel is a bandit state that runs itself by terror, has for 60 years. It was founded through terrorism. The United States Foreign Service Department and George Marshall, then Secretary of State, warned President Truman in 1947 that the U.S. should not recognize this state founded on terrorism, or it'd be just a disaster all the way through into the future.
And
if you go do a Google search right now, you type in this, no obligation to the Jews. You click on the first article that comes up, and that'll give you a real good background on that information, that the United States knew that this Israeli terrorist state being formed in Palestine was bad news for the United States and indeed the entire world. But Truman brushed it off. He said, well, I don't have too many Arabs in this country to put pressure on me, but there's a lot of Jews that will put pressure on me. So he came in against the advice of the United States Foreign Service Department and recognize this terrorist state, and that's what we've been paying for in blood, money, sweat, and tears ever since.
And that's what we're going to keep on paying in for the next few years if we survive that long.
Yes, sir.
That's scary. That's scary. No obligation to the Jews. Search
yeah, type that
on
Google
the internet.
Search.
No
Simple obligation
search.
To the Jews. Click on the first link that comes up.
For anybody that's listening to this program for the first time, or for anybody who has any doubts about the problem, right there, you got it from Rick in Ohio.
Talk to you later, Michael.
All right. Appreciate that, Rick. Well, folks, we are wrapping it up here. I appreciate you tuning in. We'll be here tomorrow night, God willing. In the meantime, what I want you to do is stay tuned to lots more good programming on this network that lies ahead. You can handle the truth, folks. That's why you listen to RBN. It's important to continue supporting RBN sponsors and to support RBN. You know, we have the new membership package. You can get all the details right at republicbroadcasting.org. Get some of the benefits from a paid membership, including a special newsletter containing exclusive articles to that newsletter that haven't been published anywhere else. That's a pretty good deal, folks. And your donations do keep this network in operation. All right. Thanks to the folks at RBN for making this hour possible. Do stay tuned for more. We'll see you here tomorrow night. Apologies to our caller, Carl from Canada. We couldn't get him up tonight, but we'll be here tomorrow. Have a good evening, folks. Men, are you?